been a while since I've put a podcast out. That's mainly due to me having an operation. I think I've talked about it before, having like my gallstones and whatnot. I finally had it out, which was really good.
Painful?
The operation?
Or the aftermath?
No, not as painful as what I thought it was going to be, actually. I was sort of like in bed for a couple of weeks, but it mostly felt like I'd done a heavy load of sit-ups the day before, like too much for my body to handle. So like when I tried to like sit up and stuff, it was like really tender.
Uncomfortable.
It felt more like sort of muscle ache underneath rather than sort of like the cuts or anything.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually for a couple of days afterward, it was quite, my whole body and shoulders were quite achy because of like the gas that they pump inside. I didn't know this with keyhole surgery. I only found out like the week before my surgery that like the way they do it is they cut a little bit in your body, stick like a gas nozzle in there, and then like blow you up full of gas to make it easier to access like the organs and stuff.
I find the image of that quite funny, like a cartoon, just a body floating away or something.
Yeah, like when like Homer Simpson's in space and like he's like floating around eating the crisps. That's what I imagine it to be like, if you know what I'm talking about.
Vaguely. I can picture it.
Right. I just imagine sort of like the inside of my body with like my stomach like floating past and stuff. But that would probably make it a lot more difficult for the doctors to snip away some stuff. But yeah, so they pump you full of gas and then that then sort of goes all over your torso and you can like feel like the pressure of it like up in your shoulders. And then you just have to wait like a couple of days for the gas to
empty?
Yeah.
Did you get gas at all?
I didn't. Where does the gas exit? Day. All sorts of ways in the natural method. But then sort of, I think it just goes through your pores and stuff. But like the maybe 2 days afterward, I was farting loads. Nice. Really big, satisfying raspberry type farts.
Okay.
It was really fun. but yeah, so like my shoulders were quite achy a bit and my body was just a bit generally tender. Which was really annoying because like just before the operation for a few weeks, I got into a routine of like doing quite a lot of exercise. I was doing like quite a lot of sit-ups and chin-ups and stuff. And I was really sorry to stop doing that for a bit. And about 4 days after my operation, I thought, I wonder if I could do a chin-up. Could not do it.
Have you tried since?
Yeah. I've tried. Yeah, like I've gone. I thought like I was gonna. I got up to like doing 20 chin-ups in a row.
Uh huh.
And I thought I was gonna have like a massive like knockback, but and I did. I can only do sort of 2 sets of 10 now, and I have to like work my way back up again. But it wasn't as bad as what I thought. But when I first tried that one, it really felt like I like tore my body in two with doing it. It was a bad idea. Listen to the doctors. They say like don't exercise for like 6 weeks afterward. So, but I'm generally fine now. A little bit tender if I sort of poke my.
If someone pokes you in the stomach, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's like it just feels like a bruise. If I like, I sleep on my front, so when I'm sleeping, I feel like a bit of like a tenderness there. Just like yeah, just someone's punched me or like grazed it or something. I'm fine. It's good. And now I can eat like all the cheese and fatty foods and stuff that I want.
Oh, were there dietary restrictions after the operation?
No. So just the gallstones would become inflared if I ate like specially fatty foods.
Uh-huh.
And the last like gallstone attack that I had was brought on by having a big pot of cheese fondue, and it was the worst attack I had. It was so painful, throwing up, almost passed out with the pain. It was really bad. So I didn't eat any cheese after that. But now.
You can eat whatever you want.
Cheesing up.
Yeah. Nice.
Anyway, so now I'm back on the air, as it were.
Okay, so have you ever been hospitalised before, prior to this?
Well, there was like the infamous time when I was like, my earliest memory, I've talked about it on this podcast before, where I was hit around the head with a hammer when I was like 3 years old.
Okay,
Had to go in for stitches. Maybe younger than three, I don't really remember. There was a time when I broke my collarbone when I fell down a pit. I think I've talked about that as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I vaguely recall that. Fingernail, was that?
That was in the same. That was like a week after that.
Okay, part of the same story.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I did have to go to hospital one time against my will, sort of. It was ridiculous, and it was so embarrassing. This was during my time in an office, one of my first jobs after leaving school. I'd been there for like a couple of years or so, just working in the office, like basic data entry, admin sort of office job. One morning, I felt a little bit woozy. I don't know why. I just felt like I stood up and I was like, whoa, lightheaded.
Okay.
It wasn't just like a regular head rush. I sat back down again, I stood up again, and I still felt a bit woozy, dizzy. So I was like, I'm just going to go stand outside for a little bit. So I went and stood outside, feeling very, very dizzy. And then people started saying like, oh, you look really pale. Like, you look bad. And I was like, I feel like a little bit nauseous and a little bit dizzy, but like, I'm sort of okay. But then like the first aid guy in the office, like went into complete overdrive. He was like, okay, sit down. You're not allowed to stand up. If you fall over within our care, then you might
be liable or something.
Yeah. So, he made me sit down and I wasn't allowed to stand up again. They called an ambulance, to come and collect me from the office, which I really didn't need an ambulance. And because the office was sort of quite in the building, and I wasn't allowed to stand up and like go down to the front door to meet the ambulance.
What, did they like stretch you out or something?
They whipped out a wheelchair from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Then they like lifted me into the wheelchair, wrapped me up in like a blanket. Like a big red blanket, like a warmth blanket thing. So I was wrapped up like a caterpillar or something, like, yeah, sitting in this wheelchair. Then they wheeled me down the corridor, and then got slightly confused when you have to go up like 6 or 7 stairs to the exit. And they were like, how do we get them up? There's no ramp or anything. It's really bad for like disability access.
Yeah.
So then they had to like get like 5 or 6 guys from the office to like lift me up these stairs, almost completely drop me. They lift me up, they didn't think about like the back, so they just lifted up the 2 front wheels. So they lifted up, and then I just sort of like fell back, almost like cracked my head on the stairs.
Okay, then you would have had to go to the hospital.
Then they quickly caught me, like they carried me up the stairs like sort of upside down in this wheelchair in like this cocooned red blanket. Take me up the stairs. They leave me by the front entrance. The ambulance hasn't arrived yet, and then they were just like, okay, we're just gonna go back to work now. So they left me outside in Covent Garden in like really busy London. Like our building had like loads of people coming in and out or just walking past. Like I worked in sort of like quite a famous building. So there were lots of tourists outside, like taking photos of the building and like just loads of visitors coming in and out. So I was just like sitting on the front bit outside. No one there like staying with me. I was like wrapped up in like this stupid red blanket. I couldn't really move because I like wrapped so tight. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to move. It was really, really embarrassing.
God, if they thought you were that bad, surely they wouldn't just leave you.
You would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But no, they're like, ambulance will be here soon. Like, see you later.
Did the ambulance come in the end? The
ambulance didn't come after like 10 minutes or so. It wasn't like an emergency case, but like it could have been a lot worse, but yeah, they came. When they came, someone came out from the office and like came with me in the ambulance down to the hospital. By this point, I was feeling absolutely fine. Like, I wasn't woozy, I wasn't dizzy, I wasn't nauseous, I wasn't pale anymore, I was absolutely fine. So when we got to the hospital, the A&E, the doctor was like, so what's up? And I was like, not much, really.
Yeah, just shrugged the shoulders, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel fine. I was like, to be honest, I think they've just gone completely overboard. And he was like, okay. Like,
was he annoyed at you or the...
He wasn't annoyed at me. I think like he understood that it was just sort of like the bureaucracy that... Which is like really stupid because it's like putting more strain on the NHS and blah, 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 blah. But I felt like really bad because I felt like it was me that was like starting the whole thing. But he was okay. He was like, okay, maybe you just had like a little virus.
He's seen it all before.
Yeah, he was like, okay, just like get out of the wheelchair. Like, you're fine. I was like, yeah. He was like, just go home for the rest of the day, have a sleep, go back to work tomorrow. I was like, okay. So yeah.
I actually had a very similar experience to that. There was one day I came back from school and I don't know what it was. Something in my sort of abdomen was hurting so much. So sort of one of the worst pains I've ever experienced. Just sort of fetal position down on the sofa and just couldn't. Every time I moved slightly, it's like searing pain. And so obviously, like, this was concerning. My dad was, he organized an appointment with the doctor the next day. So yeah, I'm sort of suffering for the rest of the night and suffering, like trying to go to sleep. Wake up, everything's fine. Everything's back to normal, but still obviously...
You have to go.
I go to the doctor and sort of sheepishly sort of like, just like, oh, how's it now? And I'm just sort of like...
Fine.
Yeah. It's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. I had a...
Bit embarrassing, isn't it?
I had sort of like a reverse situation of that when I was like 8 years old or so. I went like swimming one time with my mum. I think it was just the two of us. And after we went swimming, I had like this really big red rash on my stomach. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I think you might have had like an allergic reaction to the water or something. Like, that looks really bad. How do you feel? I was like, oh, it's like really sore. It's like really itchy and quite tender. And she's like, oh, I think like you might have to have the day off school tomorrow and like we'll take you to the doctors or something. And I was like, as a child, I was like, oh yeah, like I hated going to school. I love any sort of days off. Like it was like holiday time.
Yeah.
But then like I woke up in the middle of the night at like 1 a.m. or something and the rash had disappeared, completely gone. And I was like, oh no.
Did you get a bit of crayon or something?
No, so I went to the bathroom and got like a bath towel and just like rubbed it against my belly for ages.
Oh dear, let's hope mum doesn't listen to this.
I sort of robbed myself.
Did it work?
Raw. It did work.
Excellent. Yeah. There's a tip for any kid out there.
I think what the rash was, like when I was in the swimming pool, I was like using those big float things.
Oh, and it's like friction or something.
Yeah, just each time I sort of heaved myself on top of it, I was like swimming about, it was just rubbing against me. So just basically what the towel was doing. And my mum sort of took that as like some sort of allergic reaction, but it's just, yeah, it's just rob.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the day off school?
Yeah, great time.
That's what it's all about.
Top tip, rub yourself with towels to get it.
Yeah, never thought of that one.